Well, sometimes some of the most enjoyable things about growing up are the moments when you're briefly transported back to a childhood memory. Certain sounds, smells, or tastes can, like a time machine, take you right back to your youth. For some Bostonians, one of those nostalgic sensory overloads could come from a bottle of Tower Root Beer. Radio Boston's Griff McNerney has the story.
I can't recall the first time I tried it. I probably was knee-high to a grasshopper at that point, but I know it's been around ever since I was born. Tower was a product that was in our house on a regular basis.
Larry Cusolito is a third-generation owner of Tower Root Beer, the Boston-based soft drink that, after a 30-year hiatus, is back on the shelves. Founded in Somerville by his grandfather Dominic and brother Felix in 1914, the root beer rose to prominence during Prohibition as a legal alternative to beer. Devotees noted the soda's sweetness and bite as distinctive, setting it apart from other available drinks. After World War II, Dominic and his brother handed the company down to a new generation of Cusolitos, including Dominic's son, Richard.
My father said to my brother, who was all of 20 years old, Felix wants to sell the business, and I can't keep it myself, so you have a choice of taking the scholarships you've been offered to Holy Cross and another college for football scholarships, or keeping the business. My brother said, well, I'll keep the business.
Richard and his brothers expanded Tower Root Beer across New England in the 1960s, selling it to a major conglomerate in 1969. That conglomerate ultimately failed, and in 1978, in the midst of a Pepsi-Coke takeover of the soda market, the Cusolitos family business was no longer. For decades, the Boston favorite was nowhere to be found. Richard Cusolito's daughter, Carolyn, came across the family's recipe years later while rummaging through old family documents.
It was a handwritten recipe on an old scrap of paper, and it was clearly, you know, one of the original recipes from way back. So it was a really exciting find.
And it couldn't have come at a better time.
All of a sudden, one day in August of that year, Larry called up and said, you know, I keep thinking about it and thinking about it, and I really think that if there's a market for some of the drinks that are coming back on the market today, there's got to be a market for Tower Root Beer. But I need to find the recipe, and Dad thought you might have it. And I said, well, actually, I do.
With the recipe rediscovered, Larry only needed to find a concentrate manufacturer, and Tower Root Beer was back.
And one of the first bottles came off the line, and Dad grabbed it and opened it up. And literally, before we tasted it, we knew that it was going to be right. We got the scent of it, and all three of us, the sensory memory really just kicked right in, and we all immediately knew that it was going to be exactly the way it always was.
Tower Root Beer is back, providing Bostonians with the taste they haven't experienced since Saturday Night Fever. The company currently has over 40 cellars in Massachusetts and 10 in New Hampshire. For WBUR, I'm Griff McNerney.
Our look at Tower Root Beer was produced with help from Jessica Alpert. For more great stories about food and drink, including a recipe for sweet potato bread, check out WBUR's food blog, Public Radio Kitchen, at WBUR.org. Tomorrow on Radio Boston, some diseases affect some populations more than others. Diabetes, for example, or sickle cell anemia, they're both more prevalent amongst African Americans. But is there a biological reason for that? A new exhibit at the Museum of Science raises questions about the nature of race in our society. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mazzi. Our intern is Jason Breslow. Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director. The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.